at UConn. Fifth season there, three trips to the NCAA tournament. Previously the head coach at Wagner in Rhode Island. Huskies, 27-8, 13-7 in conference play. They are the fourth seed in the West. They're taking on Arkansas tomorrow night in Vegas. Absolutely love the matchup. Dan Hurley is my guest. Dan, great to spend some time with you. How you feeling, Coach?
Feeling great, man. It's been it's been an awesome ride here. Starting the year unranked, finishing the year, ranked top 10, and now get a chance to play in the second weekend. So, and we're in Vegas, so pretty cool.
Really cool. Really cool, especially the way you started the year and to be where you are right now. Hey, Dan, listen, I understand that you're not satisfied just to be here. I understand you got plenty of work still ahead of you, but you are in the Sweet 16. You've got this incredible opportunity before you. So even with unfinished business, is it safe to say that UConn basketball is, in fact, officially back?
Yeah, I think so. I think, it's like you take these steps and it's like when you haven't been to the tournament in a while, kind of getting over the hump to make the tournament feels like this enormous mountain that you got to climb. And, so we're able to do that, obviously in year three into year four. And then the next mountain becomes like, advancing in the tournament, getting to the second weekend. Once that gets into the bones of your organization, now you just believe that that's what you're supposed to do, every season. So that's a big mountain to climb. And obviously, when you play first round games and you're the coach at UConn, it's not the same feeling that you have when you play a first round games and you're a coach at Rhode Island. There's an enormous weight of just getting through the first game or two. And now you feel a much greater sense of what's just impacted.
Dan, respect for that answer. I really appreciate that answer. That's very candid because you're right. It's not the same thing. So when you lay it out like that, you needed that first round win pretty badly for the reason you mentioned, yet you trailed Iona by two at halftime. They're a 13. They're looking to pull a huge upset. They've got a Hall of Fame head coach. Even one of your assistants said that going into the locker room, the assistants were a little rattled, but not you, that you were completely calm. Given what was at stake, what were you feeling inside in that moment, and what was your message to your team at halftime in the first round?
Yeah, I mean, they were playing like in a way that I didn't think was sustainable. Iona, they played by far the best half they played, and I felt like we were playing well. The difference from the brutal feeling I felt against New Mexico State the year before was like we were just playing awful. And that was kind of the difference when I was kind of walking in into the locker room. And then I just think we got a better team. This is like it's a great group. I trust the team. We've proven ourselves over the course of a long season to be a team that can win big games. So I trust these guys.
Dan Hurley joining us. You just mentioned we have a better team. Hey, Dan, do you feel like you're even a better coach now than you were then? For instance, are you approaching this tournament any differently than you have past tournaments?
Every year you become a better coach. I think every practice, every game, you learn a lot. I've gotten a lot more comfortable in my own skin in terms of, my relationship with the players. I'm such an intense coach. I coach these guys hard. I'm very, very demanding. But I also feel like, I'm growing as a leader. Obviously, when you grow up in the household, I did. You're going to have a great feel for tactics. With everything that Bob Sr. Has taught me and Bob, it's like tactics, player development. You understand the actual coaching piece, but that leadership piece is how you need to present to your team on the day of big games, the confidence, the swagger, the closeness with your players, the trust, all that stuff.
Dan Hurley is joining us for a few more moments. You mentioned family. I spoke to your brother, Bobby, a couple of weeks back. Love him. Man, I love Bob, always have. He told me he loved the desert and he was not looking to leave, yet there was that speculation that, this is a Northeast guy. Maybe he's going to go back home. Maybe he'd be happier there. That said, how pumped were you to see him agree to an extension at Arizona State?
Bob, thrilled and not relieved because you know the success he's had there. He really would be I've coached in four NCAA tournaments there if it wasn't for the COVID year that was canceled. And I don't know that anyone's done that ever in Tempe. So he's obviously taken that program to a level that it hasn't been to. I think he's going to continue to grow it. But Bob's a special coach, and obviously adding him. There's some speculation about him entering the Big East fray. It truly would have been the UFC if Bob would have joined everything that's going on in the Big East right now.
But by the way, it's neither here nor there. And so you might say to me, so we don't need to talk about it, but you just had a great analogy. It would be the UFC. Like, what would have happened if Bob joined the ranks of the Big East?
I mean, like, where do you go for a game if he's in the Big East? Like, it's already brutal with Providence because of they're the regional rival, and our fan bases absolutely despise each other. But now add Brothers into that mix, and now Pacino at St. John's, and Ed's now at Georgetown, and now I'm in, shock. It's just Sean Miller. I mean, the league right now without Bob, it's it feels like it's going to be the preeminent conference in college basketball.
Dan Hurley joining me. One last thought, Dan, before you go. What about Pitino? What's your reaction to Rick Pitino working his way all the way back and getting an enormous opportunity, which I think he absolutely earned and deserved, but getting that opportunity at 70, what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he don't look 70. I didn't know what he would look like when we shook hands because you could just see him on TV. Sometimes TV lies, but he's got all the pop it looks like that he needs. To crush it at St. John's, it's great for the league. You're right. I mean, he's had to prepare a coach of his caliber. He's one of the all-time greats to do it. He had to humble himself and coach in some different type of places than somebody his caliber is used to, but. This is great for the league. It's going to be great for, fan interest and excitement surrounding these games. It's just going to make the league stronger, and it's going to obviously make those St. John's UConn games more exciting, especially the ones at the Garden.
You bet. One last thought, Dan. What about Arkansas? Eric Musselman's got his Hogs playing their best ball when it matters most. What stands out to you the most about them, and how do you like the way you match up with those guys?
Yeah, just their... Obviously, the talent there, with Smith and Black, two potential top 10 picks, and then obviously Council and Walsh, who comes off the bench with two more late first, potential early second round pick types, with Davis and just the length, the athleticism, the way they're guarding right now. They're very, very physical. They were a preseason top 10 team in the country. And when you put on film of what they look like late in the year, you're playing a team that's a top 10 team in the country. It's going to be a brutal game.
Brutal game, but an awesome, awesome matchup. UConn, the fourth seed in the West, and they're going to take on Arkansas tomorrow night in Vegas. Dan Hurley is the head coach at UConn. Dan, appreciate the time. I know you got a lot going on this week. Thanks for making time for us, and great to have you on the show.
Pleasure, man. It's always awesome being on with you, Jim.
You too. Dan, appreciate you. Thank you very much. He's doing an amazing job there. They are good, man. Like, they're championship good. They are championship good. They're that good. And people are loving them right now. He said it best about Arkansas. Arkansas has got talent, man. Talent. Couple of potential lottery picks. They're long. They're athletic. They're guarding really well right now. And they're hot. I love that matchup. Hurley v. Muss.